I'm Kathy Warren, Auditor with Office of Audit Services. Today I'm speaking with Tammy LeVague, Senior Auditor. We're talking about the recent health and safety audit of Connecticut's licensed family daycare home providers. These providers receive child care subsidies through the Connecticut Care for Kids program, which is funded in part by the Child Care and Development Fund. This program is funded by the Administration for Children and Families at the Department of Health and Human Services. Tammy, how does Connecticut monitor these providers to make sure the children are safe?
In Connecticut, the Department of Public Health is required by state regulation to conduct unannounced health and safety inspections once every 3 years. Our audits involved unannounced inspections at 20 family daycare home providers.
And what did you find?
We identified violations at all 20 daycare locations. We found a total of 116 violations associated with the physical conditions of the homes and outdoor play areas. We also found 8 providers that did not get the required criminal record and protective service checks for household members.
Can you describe some of the safety issues you found?
Sure. At one family home, we found broken child safety locks on the lower kitchen cabinets where lighter fluid and other household cleaners were accessible to children. In the living room, there was a large box-style television and a cable box placed on the top shelf of a stand. Next to the stand was a child in the playpen. This posed a safety risk as the child could easily cause the cable box and the television to tip over just by pulling on the stand. This provider placed a child safety gate in front of a doorway which prevented a child from having access to the bathroom. Instead, this child had to use a portable potty chair.
What about criminal and protective services checks for people living in that home?
4 people in the home did not have the appropriate record checks. The provider also failed to notify the state when local police responded to the provider's home for a domestic situation. After our visits and other incidents, this provider surrendered her license.
Do you have similar findings at other homes?
Yes. After inspecting another provider's home, we found a woman and her 2 small children living in the basement of a provider's home. The provider said this was a temporary arrangement and the children were not a part of her daycare. However, the provider violated state law, which limits the number of infants and toddlers being cared for in the home during business hours. Also, the woman in the basement did not have the required criminal record checks, and the state did not know she lived in the house.
What led to this provider surrendering her license?
2 days after our visit, we learned that the police received a 911 call from one of the children at the house. According to the police report, when the police arrived, the provider was pulling out of the driveway in her car. The police stopped her from leaving and went inside the house. The police report stated that there were 5 young children left unattended on the first floor, including a 4-month-old infant who was sleeping face down in a crib with 2 pillows on top of her. When police searched the home, they found a woman sleeping in the basement bedroom, which was separate and isolated from the first floor where the children were left unattended. This provider was arrested and charged with 5 counts of neglect and risk of injury to a minor, and she also surrendered her daycare license.
And what would you like people to take away from this audit?
We want people to know that we are working very hard to make changes to protect the health and safety of their children.
Thank you, Tammy, for sharing this very important audit about how children can be exposed to risk in federally funded daycare facilities that don't follow basic safety rules.
Thank you, Kathy.